Proclamation number 7473 of 7th of December, 1959. Come to me. It is my will that you gather yourselves in prayer and lift your eyes to me as soon as you are in distress of body or soul. Then it will fall away from you, as I have promised you with the words, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. And it is truly not difficult to turn to me, of whom you know that he loves you and will always love you for all eternity. You therefore also know that you will not make a wrong request if you entrust your needs to me in all intimacy and ask me for help. Come to me. Can I entice and call you more clearly than with these words? I will refresh you. I want to take the hardship from you and strengthen and refresh you. I want to give you what your soul needs when you are in spiritual hardship. But I also want to provide for you earthly when you are in physical hardship. I always want to lovingly take care of you because I myself do not want you to that you suffer, but you yourselves create all these sufferings and hardships through your various faults and shortcomings which you should and can remedy with my strength and therefore first require strength for this, which you should receive in heartfelt contact with me in prayer or through loving activity. This is why such hardship often has to come upon you, but it need not last if only you adjust yourselves correctly to it. If you look within yourselves and ask yourselves where and how you are still deficient and then make an effort to remedy this deficiency, I want nothing else than that you work on your soul yourselves and provide it with the necessary maturity to open up the kingdom of light when you depart from this earth. I only want you to enter the kingdom of the beyond as maturely as possible, and therefore you will sometimes have to go through trials where your faith is to prove itself. The belief that I am always ready to help if only you call upon me in the right way, that I may help you. And praying to me in the right way only means that you intimately unite with me and speak to me as intimately as a child speaks to its father. Once you have established this right childlike relationship with me, only then will you see how easily you will be relieved of your worries, how quickly everything will be resolved and you will be released from your adversity, be it spiritual or earthly burdens which weigh you down. They can all be taken over by me so that the cross will not weigh you down so heavily. For my love helps you to carry it or even takes it off you completely, as it is good for your soul. And therefore I can only ever say to you, establish the intimate bond with me in prayer. It is the easiest means to become free from your burden, and you will not send any prayer to me in vain which ascends to me from the depth of your heart and therefore also reaches my ear. I will listen to you and give you back the peace of your heart if you have lost it due to my adversary's influence, who knows your weaknesses very well and therefore attacks you where you are vulnerable. And he also knows about your weakness of faith and therefore he also intervenes there. Resist him and come to me in complete trust, who is stronger than he is and can and will protect you from him and his attacks at any time if only you trustingly hand yourselves over to me, so that I have full right over you towards my adversary, but whom I cannot push away as long as you still grant him the right over you and your hearts. That you thus succumb to his temptations with weak faith. Heartfelt prayer to me will give you so much strength that you will be able to resist him and join me ever more closely, who only awaits your call in order to be able to defend you against him. Do not disregard the great strength which lies in a right prayer. Use this great grace again and again, For through a right prayer in spirit and in truth you can achieve everything with me. Amen.